509-1776.
NAACP leaders are calling on the Obama administration to do something to reconsider pushing out a black worker, saying that a conservative website edited her comments to make them seem like she was a racist, but she wasn't a racist. Ooh, a lot of dust kicking up across the nation on this one, and a lot of talk shows. Also coming up, the latest on BP, because after all, it has been capped. The leaky well that is, boy, didn't it seem like that wasn't going to happen for 150 days at the rate it was going. But now it's really about the relief wells and how quickly that can get done. And there is some seepage near the BP cap that is coming from another well. And what is the future for deep water drilling? Ultimately, is that will that be killed off? Or will the moratorium be lifted sooner? Somehow, I doubt it. Kate Delaney, the name of the show, of course, America Tonight. As we race through this next hour, because boy, it flies fast, doesn't it? We're going to zig and zag all over the place, so make sure you hold on tight. And if you want to throw in your two, don't be shy. I don't care what your stripes are, left, right, or in between. Join the conversation. That's the difference with what we do here for the instant water cooler buzz at 800-259-5791. First, let's clean up, if you will, no pun intended, what's happened with BP lately, because, boy, we beat this one, didn't we? And, of course, it makes sense, and you think of the people who struggled and are still struggling making their livelihoods off of that Gulf region, there's still a lot to be cleaned up. And the question becomes, what happens in, you know, the future? And I love some of the explanations in trying to explain how it's all been capped. So the governor of Louisiana, Bobby Jindal, who, you know, no matter if you're Democrat, Republican, or any of the possible choices, I think you got to tip your cap to Jindal. I talked to somebody in the Gulf Coast who said, man, this guy, he was like the shadow. And they were saying that Jindal, in a different way, reminded them of what Rudy Giuliani was like when 9/11 happened in New York. And you can say, you know, well, but they're publicly elected officials, and he's the governor, and he was the mayor, and all that other sort of stuff. When someone's like a walking vampire, and you feel like they're probably being stood up for 5 minutes to get a few winks, and that's what Jindal's been doing. So here's what he had to say about, oh, not so fast, when we talk about this cleanup.
Even if no additional oil leaks into the Gulf, we know there are still tens of millions of gallons of oil that is still in the Gulf that threatens Louisiana's coast.
All right, so, yeah, it definitely threatens Louisiana probably more than any other spot. And here's the interesting part. You heard me mention this. Over the past few days, since that 75-ton cap was tightly put over the well to keep the oil bottled up inside, they're watching pretty closely. And why? Because of the pressure. Is this sucker going to hold, or does it rupture? A rupture, this is the thing, would cause a much bigger, I shudder to think that, and a much harder to control disaster, because now you'd have a bigger gaping hole and more stuff would be coming out. That's pretty obvious. The retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen has said that at least 5 leaks have been discovered around the well machinery, but they're kind of the equivalent of like a drip. When you have a little bit of a drip somewhere, it's like your car. Oh, don't you hate that? You see these, you pull up somewhere and you see what looks like fresh oil and you think, oh my gosh, I have an oil leak. But it was really somebody who was there before you, and you have a little bit of oil dripping because everyone gets some of that. But you don't have a gigantic, I have to do something about this right now kind of oil leak. So that's that. These small drips hopefully stay that way. Hopefully they stay that way. So BP wanted a 24-hour extension to keep the cap in place as long as the company monitors the well the whole entire time they're on top of that. But there's no way to know for sure if this sucker buckles. There's no way to 100% be certain that that will not happen. And the relief game is the key game here. The end game in probably this 3-month horrible crisis, the worst that we've had as far as the environment with oil, is the drilling of these wells and having them permanently plug up the well. But so far, that's on track. And what they do is they drill sideways into the blown out well and intercept it, they're hoping, by the beginning of August. And they can do that kill procedure. They pump the mud in and the cement and into that hole, and they seal it up, and that's it. But they're not there yet. So I'm sure that every day they agonize over, is this the end of this trail? Is this, you know, where's the seepage coming from? Is this going to buckle under? Because none of them want to go before any kind of a TV camera and say that what has now happened is much worse than we initially forecast, because the hole got that much bigger. Ooh, that's not what they want to say. And in just clicking around to kind of get a sense of what people were talking about in the Gulf Coast, you know, the fact that you've got these ghost rigs, that's what I'm calling them, ghost rigs, but these platforms that are idle, you're starting to see, because of what happened with Deepwater Horizon, you're starting to see more people complain and protest what's gone on as far as the moratorium and others whose livelihoods have been stopped dead in their tracks, too. But in cleaning up the Gulf or the Deepwater Horizon and ultimately the Gulf, you've got about 6,400, almost 6,500 some kinds of boats that are trying to respond right there in the Gulf right now. So far, 1.82 million gallons of dispersant have been applied. You know, the dispersant stuff, which is in some cases not good. I would say in a lot of cases is not good. And then you look at how many square miles of the Gulf of Mexico are closed to fishing. Did you know that we're talking about 84,000 square miles that are closed because of health concerns? Wow. 84,000. And when does that get lifted? And the answer is who knows. With the flow rate, and once the relief wells are in, who knows? And there are a lot of people, I don't think boycotts work, but there are a lot of people that are actually boycotting the BP stations, which doesn't so much take the big swipe at the company, but more for the local guy in your neighborhood who's running the station. But if you Google around, if you look around at some of these Facebook things and stuff, you got some people that are trying to really push the mantra boycott BP, and I don't think it's really taking as much as they had hoped. It doesn't become a movement until you have a full-fledged boycott. Now, how do you measure that? Hang with us.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
America tonight, it's kind of like a mosh pit. We are turning people all over the place. You know the mosh pit thing. I think you get it. Anyway, hello America. Couple of odds and ends. We've been talking about this whole unemployment thing. The Senate finally broke the filibuster and approved aid for how many, like 2.5 million unemployed Americans. So ultimately, what does that mean? And also, we're going to talk about the racism video that led to the firing, remember, of the woman. But they're saying that there wasn't any depth to it. So the NAACP retracted their condemnation of her, and people are calling to have her reinstated, including Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck did something on his show about it. And what a debacle that this whole thing has been. We'll get to that in a second, but I wanted to throw this in because I was mentioning earlier the fact that Hillary Clinton, you know, she's going to be there. When I say there, she's going to be at the gap between South Korea and North Korea, nowhere land, no man's land, because that's what it is. As this exercise gets ready to happen between, or with, rather, the U.S. and South Korea. I mean, it is the Mac Daddy of everything. You know, it's like, you know, when you played Sink My Battleship and you had everything on your side of the, basically your side of the pegboard. Well, that's what it's going to look like. And North Korea's warning, hey, you want to start to show off. You want to start to threaten. We're going to attack, and we're going to attack hard. So now you also have Hillary Clinton and Gates, who are going to be there at the 38th parallel. And, you know, that 155-mile stretch, just as a show of solidarity to what's going on. And she's been pretty busy. I mean, I don't know how much she's been back in Washington, but I'm going to say not that much, just here and there. Because the other thing that's happening besides the North Korea-South Korea situation is Pakistan. And it's been over a month or so since Clinton mentioned that she wanted to, that we needed to open up the avenues a little bit more in the relationship with Pakistan, because the Pakistanis know where bin Laden was. And I wonder why more people didn't pick up on that. Well, they know where bin Laden was or is because they flat out have said it, or the intel completely is proving that, or what's the reason that the Pakistanis have not led us then to bin Laden. So what Clinton was talking about is, you know, this is a tricky situation and we've got to help them out and get the trust even more and try to break this spell, I guess, that bin Laden has over enough people that he's protected or hidden or whatever. And here's what she said.
Anytime we can put people to work, open markets, create more opportunity in Pakistan, that in and of itself is a good thing, and it is something that the United States is committed to doing.
Of course we're committed to doing that, and the real thing, the real sleight of hand, is we're committed to doing it also because of the interest of getting bin Laden. Can you imagine if bin Laden were caught? Another conversation you don't really hear too much because there's things that are happening now that's really the focus, but 9/11 changed all of our ways of life. I mean, period, end of story. I don't care if you're listening to me in Iowa or Connecticut or Texas or wherever. It changed all of our lives. It changed the way we do business. It changed a lot of people's livelihoods. It changed the way you go through an airport. It changed flying, period. And not just flying, lots of modes of transportation, and cost millions and millions of dollars. It's not so much the millions and millions of dollars when you talk about protection, but the sleeping giant, let's just say, was put on high alert. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. I would be absolutely flabbergasted, surprised to find out if they found bin Laden. That would be amazing, considering I think he's already dead and I'm buried in a mountain somewhere.
Well, see, that's what I said. I said earlier that a lot of people really think that's it, that he's dead, that they're Al Jazeera's releasing tapes where there's ways to finagle with it, almost like a Photoshop in a different way with video. And even though the CIA supposedly authenticates it, it just keeps on going, further the myth, and he's not really alive. I think he's still alive, Don. I think it just shows that there's enough people that would never turn him over, that he may be in Saudi Arabia somewhere, who knows. But I think we'd be surprised if bin Laden was found where he was found. That I don't think he would be found sitting in a cave. I don't think so.
I'm not saying sitting in a cave. I'm saying he's dead in a cave. But, and if he is dead, then they're just chasing the ghost. But at the same time, he's the whole reason why we're there.
That's
right.
You
know, so once you catch him, then all of a sudden people back here go, okay, we got bin Laden. We don't need to be there anymore. So, you know, and you know all the little nasty games the CIA gets to play. You know, being over there, and, you know, so that's part of their game. Their game's over if they find him, and, you know, but anyways, okay. By the way, we probably shocked America Thursday night when you and I disagreed on something. I was probably kind of crazy, but, you know, and I heard some other things this weekend, and, you know, I probably was on the wrong side on that one, I'll admit, you know, how many times have we, I guess my angle to it was that the Scottish prosecutors of this guy from Libya that they nailed with the thing so that there was evidence that was not presented during the trial.
Right.
And how many times have they wanted swift justice, pick on some guy, use him as a patsy, you know, Lee Harvey Oswald, whoever else you want to throw in that mix, you know, just to frame somebody. But from what it sounds like, this was the dude, and, you know, and all I can say is it's just nasty business, and, you know, BP's probably going to need all that oil off of Libya to pay for the mess in the Gulf. So, you know, who knows, but... anyway, though, but listen, Kate, a couple things just real quick here. I think I might have been able to solve, you know, one, a couple of the, you know, this immigration issue. And, of course, they're calling it racist and, you know, racial profiling, et cetera, this law in Arizona, et cetera. And I've always thought, you know, when a police officer pulls somebody over, you know, you're supposed to have your driver's license, insurance, and registration, of course. You know, driver's license, he looks at it, looks at you, makes sure kind of picture fits. And there's been an idea thrown out a couple of times in the past, Kate, a thing called a national ID card.
You know,
the Social Security numbers, you know, Social Security was just supposed to be set up as a retirement thing, you know, and or benefit thing for people who, you know, lost family member, you know, spouses or whatever. But, of course, it's turned into just about everything you can think of. They track your life with that number and your credit, your, you know, where you're working, et cetera. All of that can be tracked by your Social Security number. But my thought was that if they could come up with a type of rule system and a card which you would have to carry on you all the time. Now, yeah, this is one step behind having something embedded on the back of your neck like a barcode or something numbers. I don't know if I want that to happen, but do you understand, like, if an officer pulled you over, and of course to get one of these cards you'd have to prove that you're born here in the United States or that you had legal residency, etc. And then he would just ask everybody in a white, black, you know, Hispanic, Asian, whatever color race you are, you just come and see your NIC, we could call it, national identity card, and you have to present that and prove that you're an American or that you're legally here in the United States, and then you wouldn't be able to sit back and say, oh, he's just pulling over a bunch of Hispanics and because they might be illegals, et cetera. Do you see what I mean? And I
absolutely
would go for that. I mean, you know, I would go for that to be able, you know, I would go for something as that is just to be able to make sure that everybody, you know, something that Homeland Security could actually finally do something since they don't seem to do anything, you know, is to be able to, you know, every American, I mean, from the moment you're born, you have, you know, your parents keep the car until you're old enough or whatever, you know, where everyone is tracked. Of course, you'd have to have a lot of security in the system, you know, so that people aren't stealing the cards or IDs or whatever, you know, and faking them or whatever. Maybe every year you'd have to have your picture taken to, you know, and imposed on this card or something like that. But if they had some kind of national identity card, Kate, then maybe they could just ask you for it. And if it didn't happen, you get excited or you get taken over to jail until it showed up or something. I don't know. What's it on you?
You know what, Don? Thanks for the call. The national ID card. The problem I have with that is the whole privacy thing. Do you really want that much big government? What do you say, America?
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing. Claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from AirAndAqua.com. AirAndAqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, AirAndAqua.com has developed 2 value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes 3 very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
It's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All around him criticize and see. And through a fractal and a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again.
All right, America, how hot is it where you're living? Seems like all anyone's talking about is the heat. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I understand that, though. I mean, hey, that's like the usual fare for wherever I'm living. It's except for when I lived in California. Other than that, every other place I lived, it was always about, well, how hot is it today? Common denominator, I say this all the time, you get into an elevator, chances are, guarantee, if you ride enough elevators, someone's going to turn to you at some point and ask you about the weather. What are you thinking about this weather? I don't like it. I'm melting. What do you think I'm thinking about this weather? But especially in the East Coast, boy, they've had a rough summer as far as record-breaking, crazy, high humidity days. Really, really tough to deal with. And in New York, there is a reason to whine when you talk about the city having its hottest. They were talking about this in something I read in the New York Times, their hottest June since they started recording such things. So who knows, maybe there was one before that. But since 1872, wow. And Dallas, Miami, Atlanta, all those cities, you could throw them in. They've had some of their some of their worst weather that they've had, period, in those cities. And you know what they said, when the heat goes up, so does the crime, so does the temperatures, all that stuff. And NASA, by the way, they measure this whole thing when it comes to dealing with climate change. There's that word climate change. Is it climate change or is it global warming? Because now that's when global warming conversations kick in. But anyway, according to NASA, 2010 is on course to be the hottest year since records started in 1880. But you go back and you look at their records, in 2005 was hot, in 2007 was hot, in 2009 was hot, all that sort of stuff. When you talk about, you know, the dreaded cap and trade, when you talk about green initiatives, this does fuel the fire, though, because some of the conversations turn toward what's the most realistic way we can change things. How can we be more energy efficient? And do we really have to raise the price of carbon emissions, which theoretically, supposedly, are warming the planet, and then let the private sector find other ways to use less clean energy, we'll say. And taxing carbon, to me, is like a death knell for any politician who suggests that. I mean, it's just, you know, that's it, period. Because if somebody wants to compare it, like, to the article I read where they're talking about, well, there's no free lunches, so you have to pay carbon tax. I mean, get out of here, carbon tax, and pay for the rising taxes in your own neighborhood, because people walked away, the handful of states, people walked away from their mortgages, and if you happen to be in one of those states, oh well, so sorry for you. I mean, you know, none of this washes. People do not want to pay more taxes. And for good reasons. So when you want to heap on all these other taxes, it's out of control. So typical of this show, we go in so many different directions. That's not initially what I was going to mention when we first jumped back, not the heat and whatnot, but I was actually going to launch into this crazy thing. You know, Don was talking about the possibility of a national ID card, and he says, hey, screw it, why not? I would take one. I would have a national ID card. Then we talk about Arizona and the immigration problem. Well, everybody's fair game, and everybody has a national ID card, and it shouldn't be such a big problem. It always, you know, on the surface, that sounds okay. Well, hey, I have a Social Security card. What's the difference? I mean, hey, you know, they know who I am. They know where I am. We always say they, meaning if somebody wants to tap our conversations or whatever, they, you know, the government knows where you are. But to me, that just treads a little bit too closely to privacy issues. And privacy you don't want to give up. I mean, I think whether it's in our heads or not, and it's not, and I think you don't want to give up. You don't want to watch that slip through your fingers. So getting a national ID card is completely on the same level of letting, you know, some of the freedoms of being an American slip through your fingers. We've seen it. We've talked about it. We know how other people live. We don't want to live that way. We don't want to live like they do, even in Venezuela or Cuba. There's a great example, Cuba. Oop, rationing now. Line up for your beans and your sugar and whatnot. And if you say anything that could be misconstrued as anti-government, then start looking over your shoulder, because you might all of a sudden disappear. So we've been down that road before. We don't want to go there. I don't want to go in the direction of a national ID card. Too much government in that case and too much personal information is the bigger thing with the privacy issue would be on the card. And do I trust? I mean, look, I already got a letter from my alma mater, Ohio University. Oh, your digits might have been compromised because somebody hacked into it. And probably some of you have had the same experience. All right, so in the spy game, this was an interesting story that broke in the Washington Post. And the story is about the scientist who returned to Iran that we talked about last week. He gets a big fat hero's welcome. He claimed he was abducted by U.S. agents and then offered $50 million to stay in the U.S. The U.S. is saying that's not true. The scientist, Shahram Amiri, was a willing defector who changed his mind and asked to go back to Iran. Now, the Washington paper is saying that Amiri had been working for the CIA for more than a year and that he was $5 million out of a secret program aimed at reducing, or inducing rather, not so much reducing, but inducing scientists and other people who might have the information on giving it up with Iran's nuclear program. That, you know, what can we do for you that you will do for us to tell us about what's happening with Iran? And Amiri said he had no classified information. So it makes for an interesting discussion. Do you believe this cat? He's here in the country, claims the U.S. abducted him, blah, 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 goes back to Iran. He's the hero. But are you thinking that they're thinking, oh, my gosh, he was pinched. He knew very little, but he knew some stuff. I'm thinking if the CIA paid the scientists $5 million, he must have given them something. But then you got to ask yourself, what went wrong? How did the wheels go off the track? Because why would he go back to Iran, given the circumstances? I would think that that wouldn't be such a smart move on his part, particularly knowing that he might have been the guy who, you know, gave up the information on truly what was happening as far as nukes in Iran were concerned. All right, this is another one, speaking of giving up the information. Glenn Beck has been sticking up for Shirley Sherrod. Do you know who that is? She is the USDA worker who was pretty much forced to resign after a videotape started to make the rounds of her making what looked like some racially insensitive remarks. I say racially insensitive, but making some racially charged is a better word, remarks about a white farmer. And Beck said that she deserves an opportunity to tell her side of the story before being fired. Now, why am I talking about Glenn Beck especially? You know, the reason why is because she talked and she's saying that nobody wanted to hear the truth. She mentions that the remarks that led to her resignation were taken out of context and selectively edited. She said that the White House, she told CNN this, harassed her, her words, to resign because the controversy was going to be on Glenn Beck tonight. And that, you know, furthermore, they weren't interested in hearing the truth. No one wanted to hear the truth. And that's why she said it was important for her to tell it. Because he was the first white farmer who had come for help. And everything that she did, the sheriff did working with him, helped her to see that it wasn't about race. She's saying that it was about those who have and those who don't. Oh, yeah, that is the same aisle that I'm in, if you will, and that we've all been preaching. It's the haves and the have-nots. So the wife of the farmer was actually looking to Sherrod for help, and she said that she really helped them in saving the farm by getting in there and doing all she could to do whatever she could to help them. So even though she's got support of the farmer she supposedly racially trashed, she's got support from the family themselves and from the ag secretary who defended the decision to, and it's interesting, the ag secretary is on the other side is defending his decision to demand her resignation, saying that the department was trying to overcome a whole bunch of civil rights records at the USDA and to sort out some sordid things, and said that the agency has a zero tolerance for discrimination. Ooh, I'll finish it up on the flip side.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me. I will write you a song. Come away with me on your bus. Come away where they can't tempt us with their lies. On a cloudy day, in fields where the yellow grass grows knee high, so won't you try to come away with me and we'll kiss.
All right, do you believe we're pretty much midweek here on America Tonight, getting ready to make big strides to get to the weekend? In fact, you know that old song, everybody's working for the weekend, couldn't be more true for at least the people who have jobs anyway. I read a scary chart today about the job crisis they're saying could hang around for a decade. Boy, that was a chart that I pretty much pushed aside when I read it. And, you know, it's true. for this whole unemployment debacle, and I get it. I mean, I get that there's people, there's absolutely people that would live on the dole no matter what. You mean I can sit here all day long and do a damn thing and just plow through the chips and watch another episode of whatever? But now more than ever, I've met people that absolutely have been looking for gigs and can't find them because so many people are out of work, and the numbers are clearly ugly, ugly numbers. So we just had the Senate go through this epic battle to reauthorize unemployment benefits, right, for the long-termers. And, you know, the mess that we're in the Center for Economic and Policy Research reports, they compile all this stuff and make it make sense. They're saying it can take this decade for the national unemployment rate to come down to what the pre-recession levels were. Between December of 2007, which was the first official, did you know this? Remember, this, that was the first official month of the recession, and of course, December of 2009, rough. You had the U.S. economy losing more than 8 million jobs. And even if we have these jobs that are created at a pace that would be equal to the fastest 4 years of the earlier 200s when things were expanding, you still aren't going to return to the December 2007 level of employment until, ready for this number, March of 2004. Now, I know I threw a bunch of dates at you, but this is the key thing. The numbers that we had in 2007, we won't even get there employment-wise until 2014. And then you look at the potential labor force and how many people are in added to the labor force, 6.5 million jobs. So if job growth matches the fastest 4 years and the most recent economic expansion that we've known, it just doesn't catch up. The economy wouldn't catch up until April of 2021. I mean, like I said, that's a chart that I wanted to push to the side. That is an ugly, ugly number. So then you talk about unemployment benefits, and it's like someone was trying to say to me today, well, unemployment benefits actually do kind of create revenue anyway, or they create jobs because they're taxed. So they feed the consumer economy pretty much directly, and it, you know, it helps the economy. And I'm like, eh. I think it's depressing to see that the unemployment is getting worse. And I think that, you know, the other thing that's rough here is that you can't lump, it's like that whole thing with the stereotypes, you can't lump everyone into the one category because truly you don't have the same, and this is the problem, you don't have the same set of circumstances for everybody who's on unemployment. You know, you have the older worker who can't get the job, who they downsized, who was a great guy, who worked his rear end off, but couldn't, they had no choice, the company, because they were being squeezed thanks to the financial crisis, you know, and that's it. It's never, it always trickles down. Follow the money. It's never, ever just one-sided. There's always, always more to the story. So the Senate breaks the filibuster, approves the money for 2.5 million Americans, like I was saying, and it's too bad because if you had to partition people off, absolutely you would find people that are taking a vacuum cleaner and just sucking the money out of the system. But no matter what the person made, they're not making anywhere near what they made on unemployment. So it was a 60-40 vote to move forward and to pitch the benefits forward for the long term. So that's 2.5 million have missed checks since the end of May as the Republicans and the conservative Democrats were filibustering a bunch of bills to renew the aid. And finally, they've got this bill that goes to the House and they'll vote on Wednesday. And scary times If you ever think like we're turning a corner, think again. Look at that number and look at the housing numbers, too. So the Republicans in the Senate, along with Nebraska Democrat Ben Nelson, have blocked the bill because of its $33 billion cost wasn't paid for. And I get that because I'm all over this ridiculous deficit we have. But it wasn't going to amount to a bigger chunk of money anyway. The anxiety, the nonsense of being out of work for more than 6 months or even longer than that has to be, I mean, just the worst feeling. I guarantee that there are some of you that are listening to me that know exactly what I'm talking about, or some of you that have found yourself in that situation, and you can't, I mean, even slinging hash somewhere, you just can't find that job because that job isn't there anymore. That job isn't there to be had like it was before. And there's really not too many options. And what are you going to do? I mean, you got to feed your family. You got to pay those rising taxes, right? No one cares. It's funny that the credit card companies certainly don't care. Oh, you know, I was out of work. You tell them your hard luck story. They don't care. All right, so here's the latest. The USDA is going to reconsider pushing out Shirley Sherrod over the race comments. I was mentioning this earlier. And the reason I think they're doing that is because it's just been so ugly how they've been bombarded by emails and calls and actual letters about the firestorm that was kicked up as a result of this, because you've got this black official who was forced to tender her resignation after some of her comments about a white farmer who ultimately she helped, who was drowning in it. She helped the family, and I think she was stunned when she was called a racist, because in comments she was making about a farmer who needed government assistance. And the problem is that the video, that the little snippet that was released didn't tell the whole story. So that's the thing. They're called sound bites, and somebody edited it, so you didn't get the whole idea of what it was that she was pontificating on, let's say. So there was controversy where there really shouldn't have been any controversy, and now it looks like, because she had been a long-term employee, that she might just get that job back. And see, it goes back to the same thing, that there's power in voices and numbers and all that other sort of stuff, because she, you know, now you got the NAACP calling on Obama to reconsidering getting rid of this black ag department worker who did nothing in the end other than help that farmer. Tales to tell, my friends. Remember, we still live in the greatest, greatest country on the face of the earth, and you can get on that horse and lean out and still grab the brass ring.